December 14, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Great Life. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. John 14:27. Whenever a thing becomes difficult in personal experience, we are in danger of blaming God. But it is we who are in the wrong, not God. There is some perversity somewhere that we will not let go. Immediately when we do let go, everything becomes as clear as daylight. As long as we try to serve two ends, ourselves and God, there is perplexity. The attitude must be one of complete reliance on God. When once we get there, there is nothing easier than living in the saintly life. Difficulty comes in when we want to usurp the authority of the Holy Spirit for our own ends. Whenever you obey God, His seal is always that of peace, the witness of an unfathomable peace, which is not natural, but the peace of Jesus. Whenever peace does not come, tarry till it does, or find out the reason why it does not. If you are acting on an impulse, or from a sense of the heroic, the peace of Jesus will not witness. There is no simplicity or confidence in God, because the spirit of simplicity is born of the Holy Ghost, not of your decisions. Every decision brings a reaction of simplicity. My questions come whenever I cease to obey. When I have obeyed God, the problems never come between me and God. They come as probes to keep the mind going on with amazement at the revelation of God. Any problem that comes between God and myself springs out of disobedience. Any problem, and there are many, that is alongside me while I obey God, increases my ecstatic delight, because I know that my Father knows, and I am going to watch and see how He unravels this thing. That's the end of Oswald's text. Here we see Jesus promises His disciples peace, and that we needn't be troubled in heart or spirit. Yet, that great verse in John 14 often fails to penetrate our hearts, and we end up wondering what's wrong with our relationship with God, or why we don't feel the presence and the peace of God in our circumstances. Yet, it's very clear, as Oswald lays out through Scripture, that obedience is a part of the process of intimacy and peace. Not obedience in a sense of dutiful obedience, not obedience in the sense of to the law or the Ten Commandments, but rather obedience in the sense of intimacy with God to the extent that we hear the quiet urgings of the Spirit of God within us and respond to them. We typically get off track and lose our peace when we decide to go forward to do some task or be involved in some circumstance that was not God's choice, but a choice born of our own sense of responsibility, duty, or desire to serve another, but from a human sympathy or a human identification. Even the most righteous acts on the planet, those of being missionaries and doing full-time Christian service, and even heralding the gospel and evangelistic crusades, can be things that bring us consternation and turmoil rather than peace if it is our choosing to do them for God rather than a response to the undeniable and absolutely sure bidding of the Holy Spirit. As you continue in your journey toward intimacy with God, pursue the heart of God with the understanding that you want to reach the place where you will only ever do anything when you are convinced of the Holy Spirit and desirous to please the Holy Spirit and responding only to the Holy Spirit's bidding when it comes to other centeredness and other service. Give up your dutiful jobs of teaching in the church, preaching in the church, doing missions for the church, doing projects for the church, being involved in programs for the church, and rather listen to the Spirit of God. If the Spirit of God then tells you to go back into that event and back into that program or that particular circumstance, go. If you're there because someone said if you're saved, you need to serve, if you go because of any other motivation except the Spirit of God says, would you do this, please? Or just do it. Don't do it under any other pity, especially not your own sympathy. All such work that we do out of personal sympathy for a fellow man, even if it appears to be other-centered, is part of what Christ said will be burned up as wood, hay, and stubble at the time when God brings an end to humanity as we know it and ushers us into the kingdom of God.